He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the end of the quarter. It's the end of the month. It is September 30th. Where is your portfolio? As Maria Bartiromo, what does she always say? Do you know where your portfolio is? Well, you're having a fairly good day today. We're having a good day today. I remain 50% invested in the market. I have lowered my exposure considerably. The Dow is up, and I'll explain that in a bit. The S&P 500 right now is up 24 points. That's puts it back at 1908.88. That is up 1.3% for the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 183 points right now. That's up 1.1%. The Dow is at 16,232. The NASDAQ is up 71 points. It's up 1.6%. That puts it at 4,588. What is crude oil doing today? Down 0.5%. This is one of those rare days where crude oil is down and the stock market is up. Crude oil is at $44.98, and that continues to take a big bite out of S&P 500 earnings. My projections were about $6 this year. I think it's going to be end up closer to $8 or $10. That is a big bite out of S&P 500 earnings. Gold, not getting any traction. $11.13 per ounce on gold. I've been out of gold for several years. I don't see the opportunity there yet. The euro is at 1.118, and the 10-year yield, with all of this fear in the world, is clear down to 2.07%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I'm the guy that said back in March of 2009 that a new bull market has been born. And I'm a guy who said on Monday that the bull market has come screeching to a halt. Now, has a new bear market begun? No. But I believe that the bull market has come screeching to a halt, and I'll explain why I believe that throughout the show. We had a big day yesterday in the Gunderson household yesterday. Yesterday morning, I dropped my wife off at the San Diego airport at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. She was leaving 10 days early to go to South Carolina. Her daughter is pregnant, and the due date is 10 days from now. And I said, honey, why are you going 10 days early? Do you know how many extra loads of laundry that creates for poor Bill? I'm not like that. I help out. I said, I'm going to have to do my own cooking. Well, I pretty much do it anyways, you know. I said, but boy, I'm going to miss you. You're going to be gone 1 month. She says, no, I just feel like I need to go early. Well, she got on the ground in South Carolina, in Atlanta, flew over to the little puddle jumper to South Carolina. Her daughter picked her up and said, Mom, I'm having contractions. Drop her off at the hospital last night at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. A new granddaughter has been born. Lila Furrow, 6 pounds, 15 ounces. And, you know, call it woman's intuition. Call it inspiration. But she had the inspiration, and I laud her for that, for getting out there. She's coming in very handy. She's taking care of the other little girl who's about 2 while Mommy recovers in the hospital. So I'm proud of her for being in tune and being there. I mean, literally in the nick of time. Isn't it crazy how things work sometimes? Well, I've got so much to talk about today. The Dow is going to close down now for 3 straight quarters. The quarter ends today, and the Dow will end down like 6%. The Russell 2000, the small cap index this quarter, is down about 13-14%. It has not been a good quarter, and the Dow is now down for three straight quarters. The last time that happened was back in 2007. I'm getting pictures sent to me of the new one. Oh, look at that. She's a cutie. It's raining little girls from heaven right now. We had another one just 3 weeks ago. My son here that works with me, little Gwen. So we're busy right now being grandparents. We have got the Dow down three straight quarters. That's not a good sign. Not a good sign at all, okay? That's one of the reasons, I believe, that the bull market, which topped out at 2,134 a few months back, that's probably the top that we're going to see. I don't know when we'll achieve that number again. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. The biggest reason, well, there's one. The relative strength of the market has completely come to a screeching halt. The performance of the market, which is one half of my equation, has come screeching to a halt. But the other half of the equation, there are now signs that earnings may have peaked this year or last year and may start to decline going forward. Yesterday, Goldman Sachs lowered their 2016 S&P 500 earnings estimates to $120 per share. I've been at $131 per share. Well, Goldman Sachs is being very aggressive. They're getting out in front of it. They see a complete standstill in earnings here in the S&P 500. And like I say, I don't believe that a new bear market has been born, but I do believe that the bull market has come screeching to a halt. And yesterday I got confirmation that I think I'm on the right track here. When I saw those numbers from Goldman Sachs, I was shocked. Okay, so let's take $100 per share in earnings, okay, next year. This is 12 months, this is 15 months from now, the earnings, 120. And we've got interest rates definitely going higher. The Fed is definitely going to hike interest rates. If it's not late this year, it's going to be next year, and there may be a couple of rate hikes. Multiples contract when rates go higher. I'm going to lower my multiple now to a 16. If Goldman Sachs is right, and we make $120 next year, and the multiple is now 16, that gives me a $1,920 target price on the S&P 500 a year from now. It's currently trading at 1912, meaning the market is now fully valued. Well, there's others that are more optimistic on their earnings estimates. I'll be updating my estimates this week. The earnings on the oil sector continues to come down. That's a pretty heavy weighting in the S&P 500, although it's becoming less of a weighting all the time. It was about a 12 or 13% weighting of S&P 500 earnings. But look at the impact this year that low oil prices have had on S&P 500 earnings. Were it not for the big drop in oil, we would have had a pretty good year here in the market. I think about $6 to $8, and I'm thinking more like $8 now, has been taken in earnings from the S&P 500. You know, that's significant. That's a significant impact on S&P 500. And it doesn't look to me like oil prices are headed back up anytime soon. In fact, there's a war on carbon types of fuels. And I think that the oil patch is going to continue to have the wind in its face. And it doesn't seem that Saudi Arabia cares about the price of oil. They care more about market share right now. The efforts to explore the Arctic, whether you're for it or against it, that's done. It's over. Royal Dutch Shell is pulling out. They spent $7 billion, and that's over. No more. So Saudi Arabia will continue to have about 73% of the oil reserves in America and continue to be the dominant player. And that has a major impact on Houston. That has a major impact on Dallas. That has a major impact on Wyoming. That has a major impact on North Dakota. and Louisiana and Pennsylvania and Ohio. Fracking, and maybe you're happy, fracking the earth for oil and becoming energy independent here in America is pretty much a thing of the past. What was really driving the U.S. economy there and creating jobs, it was the fracking boom. The fracking boom is over at $44 per barrel oil. And I think oil patch might even get a little bit worse from here. Now add into it the war on the medical and healthcare sector. That's been the shining star. That's the one that's really contributing the earnings growth to the S&P 500. Well, when we come back, we'll continue because there is news coming in from all over the place. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I'm just getting pictures in of my new granddaughter. Yes, definitely. Got the dark hair. Mediterranean, looks like to me. My wife's Mediterranean. I may be doing this show from South Carolina here by Monday morning, maybe even by Friday morning. We'll see. We'll see what airline prices are. I have to take my modem with me, and we'll be broadcasting from Charleston, South Carolina. Maybe we'll get to Atlanta and Tampa and Sarasota while I'm back there. We'll see. Life has changed once again for the better. Anyways, we've got a pretty good day going in the market here today, but you know what? Overall, I truly believe that the bull market has come to a screeching halt. Now, what is a person to do? Well, you know what? Not every stock is currently in a bear has come to a screeching halt. There are still stocks that are flourishing out there. Look at Advanced Auto Parts today, hitting a new all-time high. That's one that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management. But ask the folks that own ExxonMobil if that stock is in a bear market. Ask the folks that own Arch Coal if that stock's in a bear market. Ask the folks that own some of these solar stocks like Sun Edison if they're in a bear market. Ask the folks that own gold stocks like Rand Gold, or name any one of them, if they are in a bear market. Ask Brazil if they're in a bear market. Ask the emerging markets if they are in a bear market. There's a lot of individual bear markets. Caterpillar, another good example. There's a lot of individual bear markets, stocks that should have been sold a long, long time ago. I continue to be 50% invested in the U.S. stock market. That's how I've pared it back, just by natural attrition. I don't want to be owning stocks 4 months from now that ended up going down 40 or 50%. I believe in protecting the investors that I have that have put me in charge of managing their money for them. In addition to this, I have a 10% hedge in place. It's a just-in-case scenario. You know, we're right at a crossroads here technically on the market. We are clear down at the bottom of where we hit about a month ago. We are retesting that bottom. So far, it's holding, but barely. That is a very, very shaky bottom at best. And in addition to this, like I said, look what happened with Goldman Sachs yesterday, lowering their earnings forecast all the way down to $120 per share for next year. Heck, that's what we made last year. That's what we're about to make this year, if we're lucky. I don't think we're going to make, I think it's going to be more in the 114, 113 range. And maybe we make 120 next year. That's no growth for 1-2 years. And that's usually preceding the next recession or the next bear market. So I think we're in that phase right now of the bull market coming to an end. And many stocks, individual stocks, wandering into bear market territory. And that's what I have to be on guard against. At the same time, there's opportunities out there. There's always opportunities. The market is relative. There's 4,200 different things. There's more than that. I track 4,200, but I don't track penny stocks. I don't track thinly traded things. I don't track stocks on the pink sheets. I try to track what I think are viable potential investments at some point in time. And on a relative basis, there's always something, even if it's inverse funds, that on a relative basis are the best place to be. So, you know, through natural attrition right now, I currently have 50% in stocks, 40% in cash, and I have a 10% hedged position just in case that bottom doesn't hold. Now, what is most, the vast majority of advisors and brokers in my industry doing right now? The same old thing. Stay the course. They said that in 2008, 2007. Stay the course. And before it was all over, the S&P 500 was down 53%. Even a more stark example of that was back in 2000 when the NASDAQ got hit for about 80%. And the same mantra, Henry Blodgett, who's reinvented himself lately these days on CNBC, was one of the most infamous, stay the course, we've entered into a new paradigm, valuation doesn't matter anymore, proponents. And his advice was couldn't have been any worse at that time. I still see people with stocks in their portfolio from the year 2000 that are trading at pennies on the dollar when they were trading at $400 or $500 per share at one point in time. So I don't think this is the time to just go merrily ahead with a grin on your face, being optimistic and positive. That doesn't change the markets. Someone told me, Bill, you've got a sour attitude these days. What's wrong with you? Well, you know what? I'm just as positive and optimistic and happy as ever. But I see charts, and I look at hundreds of charts on a daily basis, and there's a lot of them that I don't like. There's a lot of them that I still do like, and there's ones that I'm starting to like more and more every single day. Well, Eurozone unemployment was reported today at 11%. Europe is teetering on a recession. And the one bright spot in Europe, Germany, which only has 6.4% unemployment. Why is that? I mean, if you take out Germany out of the Eurozone, the rest of Europe has an unemployment rate of about 15%. Europe has become very socialistic. Germany is not as socialistic as the rest. Germany maintains a strong economy. Only 6.4%. Germany is being called on to bail out the most socialistic countries, i.e. Greece and Italy, proving that socialism, once again, does not work. The Eurozone unemployment number currently comes in at 11%, and Germany is currently under attack by regulators over their auto emissions scandal. If you're out to get a 30-year mortgage right now, 4.08% is where mortgage rates come in at right now. They're extremely low right now, once again. Interest rates are extremely low right now because of the fear in the world coming from different forces, but I still believe that the bond market is not a safe place to be going forward. How about this one? Russia is launching airstrikes as we speak in Syria. Russia is launching airstrikes in Syria. Isn't that kind of a proxy war over there, the U.S. versus Russia? That's a little bit of a scary thought there. Nike will not sign the Texas Longhorns. Well, maybe their 1-3 record is not helping them out right there. With Goldman Sachs predicting $120 per share next year for the S&P, what does that make the market worth? About $1,900. And that's where we're at right now. So when we come back, we'll outline a strategy of what to do about that. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management,
And I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleley. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a Honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, if the bull market has come screeching to a halt, what kind of a strategy can be employed in a flat to down market? Well, one thing is to continue to look for and search for and hold on to Best Stocks Now. One of those stocks that I continue to own, and I believe it's in a sweet spot in the market, the refining stocks. We broadcast every day in Dallas, Texas. I don't know if they've changed our schedule there. I'm going to have to check with everybody. Someone told me, "Hey, Bill, they've moved your show." Well, I hope they've moved it to a better spot. I don't know. I'll get to the bottom of it, find out where we're at these days. But there's a company down there by the name of Holly Frontier. They're engaged in the production of high-value light petroleum products such as gasoline, diesel fuel, and jet fuel. Somebody's got to convert that mucky old black oil into nice, clean. I don't know if we're going to call it clean, but it's very useful, isn't it? Is gasoline useful? I look out on the harbor. I say this many times. North Island, the Naval Air Station, is right across the harbor from me. There's three aircraft carriers parked there. There's two right now in the harbor. There's F-14 jets that take off all day long from Naval Air Station. There's freighters that come in and out of our ports bringing loads of cars that will be run by fuel. Lindbergh Field is just to the north of us here with jets taking off about every 2 or 3 minutes, carrying people all over the world, carrying granddads to see new grandbabies. Yeah, there's all kinds of good uses for all of this stuff that the planet has given us. HollyFrontier is a $9 billion company. They're a refiner. They do well in a low or stable oil price environment. HollyFrontier was a $5 stock back in 2008. Today, it's a $48 stock. It is a stock that I own in my growth and income accounts. HollyFrontier currently sports a dividend yield of 2.8%, and on top of that, it's been a pretty good growth stock over the years. It's currently a mid-cap stock at $9 billion. Wouldn't it take much to push it over the hump to make it a large-cap company at $10 billion, which I believe it's on its way to becoming? They've been growing their earnings over the last 5 years by some 32% per year. There is a direct correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation. While HollyFrontier has been growing their earnings by 32% per year, the company's stock has been going up by 34% per year, almost an exact one-to-one correlation. Now, if you relate that to today's stock market, we made about $118 in earnings in the S&P 500 last year. This year, we're probably going to make a little bit less in earnings. And what has the market done? It's down. And next year, at least according to Goldman Sachs, we're looking for about the same amount in earnings, which are subject to change, upwards or downwards revisions. But it seems right now the course of least resistance is downwards revisions to earnings, meaning it's going to be very hard for the S&P 500 to continue to climb. There is to climb because there is a correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation. Now, HollyFrontier, over the last 10 years, has tripled the returns of the market at 15% per year, while the market's delivered 4% per year. Over the last 12 months, while the market is down 4.7%, that's 12 months. If you go back to the end of the third quarter in 2014, compared to where we're at today, the S&P 500 is down 4.7%. We've made absolutely no progress in the market at all. In fact, we've lost 4.7%. But HollyFrontier stock is up 10.5%, meaning that it has a good relative strength. Overall, on a scale of 1 to 99, the relative strength at HollyFrontier is 92. HollyFrontier is looking for a 92% increase this year in earnings versus last year. They're entitled to make a profit, in my opinion. They're turning something out of the earth that's been given to us into something useful that propels and helps to fuel the global economy. Without fuel, we could go back to the dark ages, I suppose, horse and buggy and whatnot. But HollyFrontier is a company that makes fuel, useful fuels, out of oil that comes out of the ground. Now let's take a look at the valuation. The performance has been there. The performance of HollyFrontier has been much greater than the stock market. The performance of the stock market overall has not been very good. And in fact, the relative strength continues to drop. One of the big chunks of my equation which leads me to not like the market so much right now. I'm neutral on the market. The bull market has come to a screeching halt, in my opinion, because earnings growth overall, aggregate, S&P 500 earnings, yes, there are still companies within the S&P 500 that are going to have great earnings growth next year. Those are the companies that I continue to focus on. HollyFrontier is one of those companies. I like to compare the forward PE of a stock with the growth rate, because that yields a PEG ratio, a number that growth investors like me look at. We're looking for value in our growth stocks. HollyFrontier is currently trading at $48 per share. They're expected to make $4.18 in earnings next year, which gives me a forward PE ratio of 11.2. That's a lot cheaper than the market, which currently is at about 14.5 to 15. So it's trading at a big discount to the overall market. In addition to that, HollyFrontier is expected to continue to grow their earnings at about a 17% clip per year over the next 5 years. So there's that very simple formula. I'm a numbers guy. Show me the number. Okay, Bill, the forward PE ratio is 11. Okay, I got that. I got 11 in my mind, trading at 11 times forward earnings. And the growth rate is expected to be 17% per year. Okay, 11, 17. I got that in my mind. 11 is less than 17. When we divide 11 into 17, we come up with 0.65, meaning we have a PEG ratio of less than 1, 0.65. Well, it passes my value test. It passes the performance test with flying colors. HollyFrontier currently comes in at number 96 out of 4,127 stocks. It's been as high as about 30 or 40 here recently. It's one of the best performing stocks in the market on a relative basis in a very weak market. I like HollyFrontier right now, and it's a stock that we own at Gunderson Capital Management. I own it in the growth and income accounts, and I think I own it in the conservative growth account also. The last check under the hood before we send it off the assembly line is that all-important stock chart. What's the one-year stock chart look like? Well, looks pretty healthy. Stock began the year at around $30 per share. It's currently around $48 per share. If I connect the dots, 30 up to 48, I get an upward trend, and it remains in that upward trend. It's in a healthy chart pattern right now. So for now, it's one of the few stocks out there. Oh, there's about 80, there's about 70, something like that, that still makes sense from a relative strength point of view. Now, this is out of 4,200. That still makes sense from a valuation point of view and still have healthy stock charts. And when the formula kicks in and compares it against all of the other things out there, again, it's one of the top ranked stocks in my system right now, and it's one that I currently own. Well, you can get on board with the newsletter, which comes out every single Friday. I'll be updating my numbers again this week. We've seen a massive downgrade from one firm, Goldman Sachs, on earnings for the S&P 500 next year. I've been publishing my numbers every single week, and I think you can tell recently that I've been growing more and more cautious on the market. I'll be updating my numbers this week. I'll be showing you the best stocks that I can find, like HollyFrontier, in the market right now. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com to sign up for the weekly newsletter. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement
with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about where we're at in this whole transitional phase. Market's been going up for 6 years, 25 weeks. It's been fun. I believe that that has now come to a screeching halt. Okay, that's not the end of the world. It just totally, completely changes the strategy that you have to be in. And I think you have to start weighing into your financial plan all of the what-ifs, which is something we do. We use a fourth asset class that the rest of the world doesn't seem to use. Well, the hedge funds use it. Big corporations use it. That's called hedging, inverse funds. That's not a part of most financial plans. If you've got a financial plan that could lead you right off a cliff at some point in time, you may want to have it reviewed. What is the market worth? Well, you know what? I don't know. Look, Goldman Sachs, they came clear down to $120 per share on S&P 500 earnings. And I've seen estimates as high as 134, around in there. But I think the course of earnings estimates for next year is definitely continuing downward, as oil prices not recovering as fast as a lot of people thought. Commodity prices continue to go down, believe it or not. The global economy continues to get weaker and weaker and weaker. And now there's pretty much a war from where I sit. And I've pointed it out in my newsletter. I sent out a special message on Monday. All of a sudden capitalism is this big evil beast. Oh, I don't believe it's this big evil beast. Why have we had the inventions and the discoveries here in America in a free society where people are allowed to invent and create, where we have great schools, where we have this grease the skids for people to come up with things like iPhones and cures for hepatitis C and whatnot? Look to Cuba, look to Venezuela, look to socialist countries, ask yourself what great inventions have come from those countries. I think we need to continue to encourage smart people to invent and to create, and they can have all the incentive they want. God bless them. It's made my life a lot better. I saw a picture the other day of all of the things we used to use that are now in our iPhone. I used to have a clock radio by my bed. It's in my iPhone. I have access to any radio station in the world. That's right. Clear as a bell. My clock radio only went as far as about Orange County from San Diego. And then, even then, it was a little crackly. And about 9 p.m. in would come the Mexican stations with the Mexican music and Spanish, and I could no longer hear that talk radio show that I loved listening to so much. Now I can go anywhere in the world at any time of the day and listen to just about any radio show I want. I used to have a Rolodex. I still have my father's Rolodex from the billboard company days. Yes, it's pieces of paper that you would roll and you could add and write on them. Well, now I flip with my thumb through thousands of names in my Rolodex. I used to have a big stereo system that took up about half of my room, and if what room was left from my stereo system, my albums, you know? Oh, there they were in a line, all scratched and faded and worn out. Now it's in the palm of my hand. We had a telephone on the wall at our home. The phone would ring at our home. We would actually answer the phone. Now we look at our iPhone, look who it is that's calling because we have caller ID, and say, I don't feel like answering the phone right now. Now I'm getting instantaneous pictures from South Carolina of a new granddaughter and movies and videos, and I can hear her voice. All of this comes from capitalism, free enterprise, free markets, invention, the Silicon Valley. God bless all of you in the Silicon Valley. Continue to create. And the leader of Venezuela is applauding what went on in the UN on Sunday, which was a travesty. And great leaders of the free world are endorsing what went on in the UN, calling for an equal world by 2030. Hogwash. We need to continue to be the world's leader in technology. If we're all going to be equal, it sounds good. John Lennon, imagine. But in reality, it doesn't work. It will only work at a different point in time when deity leads this planet. It won't work under government. Government cannot create a utopian society. We all long for a utopian society, but government can't create it. And if you use force to create it, which is what has been put in place with the UN 2030 agenda, we're going to use force for people to be equal. That's opposite of freedom. Absolute opposite of freedom. Anyways, we're going to continue to try to do our best to make money and to protect folks' money, because I think there's a lot of potential what-ifs out there right now that need to be taken into account into your financial plan. We dare here at Gunderson Capital Management to challenge the status quo. The status quo is stay the course, stick with your bonds, stick with your stocks, even if they go right off of a cliff, because that's how asset allocation works. It's not based on world conditions. It's not based on valuations. It's not based on stock charts and what they're doing. It's based on formulas that have been created in institutions, college institutions, that have proven to work over time. Well, we may see times that we've never seen before in our lives. In fact, we're seeing them today. It's crazy what's going on out there. So we dare to challenge the status quo here at Gunderson Capital Management. I don't know what your asset allocation is. Mine is 50% U.S. stocks, 40% cash, and a 10% bucket in a asset class that we now have available to us on a wide basis, easy to access, called inverse funds. Hedging. Hedging's been going on forever. I talked to a cattle farmer yesterday. He knows how to hedge. I've talked to tomato farmers and wheat farmers. They know how to hedge. Maybe you need to learn how to hedge in your own portfolio. We're 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.